ends the Shir Shabbos Specials for Rabbi Arya Rasi Sheyichyu, Linishmas Harav, Aaron Yudalei Ben Ronoch Tzvi, Lerfuat Tzvi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka. We're going to be learning the Shtikel Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel Perak Aleph, talking about Dini Mominus, Dini Nefashis. We go after the Rov, we don't go after the Rov. Shev Shmaitze Tainas and Shmaitze Dalet Perak Ches, that by Dini Nefashis, Dini Mominus, you don't go after the Rov, and you don't go after a Chazakah. Zok the Shmaitze, when it comes to Mominus and Nefashis, you only go after Shnaya Pishnai Medim Yakum Dover. But he asks him a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Peyomid Aleph. We see there, Malkin Alechazakos, Sokol Mesorfim Alechazakos. Kidarabba Barafuna, Damra Barafuna, Ishvishatinok Vikinokashik Dub Sokhabaisis Kalm Zem Zevin Israfim Zelze. So, in other words, if you have a child who grows up in a house, they're muksuk that they belong to their parents, that they belong to the adults in the house. And if you have a man and a woman who have lived together, a chazaka that they're married. And based on that, you can be mechayiv misa, based on that familiar relationship. So you see that by dinei nefashos, you do follow a chazaka. So this kasha, the Shmaitz is metaretz by invoking the Rambam. The Rambam says, Eino tzarech shnei dem l'malkos el b'shas maisa v'l iser be'atzmo. In other words, when a person actually does the Isser, you need two Eidim. B'shas Maisa. But to say that it's Asser in the first place, one is enough. How does that work? Amar Eid Echad Chelev Kleos Huzev. Someone says it's Chelev and someone eats it. So even though it was established by one Eid, he still gets Malkus if two people witnessed it. Same thing when you have a child. He grows up in a house, so that establishes him as the child of the parents. And then afterwards, if he does the Maisa Avera with his mother, so you assume that it's his mother. Kaloshin Rabbeinu in the Shari Yosher. Ubesever Shev Shmaitzer Shari Dal Perak Ches Hela Dibdin Efash Dina Moms Lozin Klabos Aruba Vedafka Pishnai Medim Yakum Dover Velo Rove Chazak. Shmaitzer says that when it comes to Mominus and Efashus, we don't go after Rov. Apishnai made him Yokum Dover, and we don't go after Rov and Chazaka. Behod is sloka than al Chazakas. That you give skila for Chazakas is based on the Rambam. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Dein Tzarech Shnei Edim L'Malkus Rak B'Shas Maisa. Like we said, you only need to aid him for Malkus B'Shas Maisa, but the Ayesra Atzma Beit Echad Yuchzak. Continues Rabbeinu, Mishimachi, Soklen al Chazakas, Kevin de Huchzak Iker Israel Pi Rov V'Chazakas, Soklen Acharkach. So, just like if you have an Eid Echad who establishes an Isser, we believe the Eid Echad to establish it as Usser in the first place, so too, a Chazaka can establish them as Bechazkas related, and then Memela, you can kill her, Alpi Rov. Alpi Rov, you assume a woman is it an islandess, and Memela, her marriage is a good marriage. She's an Eish Asish. Memela, based on that, you can be Mechayev Misa. The Shmaitz asks a number of kashas on the Shari Yosher asks a number of kashas on the Shmaitz. Will the Shitaso kasha me the pasuk Arama b'tinok mushloch b'ir sherov Yisrael dimki de shishen or neraga ba'aleh oim hargo osein de neraga ma'aleh v'lo sham gamken k'roch sakis v'adei arov. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam paskins that if you find a baby in the city and it's mostly Jewish people, so you have to assume the baby's Jewish. And if this baby afterwards is a Kaddish and Isha, and somebody has beer with this Isha, person's not killed. Why is the person not killed? Even if they're two Edom, why don't we assume based on the Rov that this child is Jewish? And Memela, the woman should be killed. She's an Eish Asish. So you see, we don't even establish an Isser based on Rov. That's his first kasha. Second kasha. Bemisikr shita shev shmaitza shehela di yisod hadin shemahani ruba din infashis shumishum demei kara eskabala din ladin Isser vuchsuk mishumachi mahani achakach ladin infashis kmo beirechar anemon bisurim demahani achakach lamalkas הקהל שסור from פסוק על החזקוס הוא גם כן מהי טיימה איקי יסוד זה ניסטר מסוגס השעס בסנהג'ן ראש פרק בן סור ומורה זה שוק וטרי שם מהני רוב לדיני נפשס ואין המבי שם האדם רבי יחנן סוד פסוק על החזקוס שהוא איקי יסוד לשיטס השמייצה הם מסחס קדושן הם מבי כלל לסייל רבי יחנן מדקטן של סקאצ' שמוסם על ידה וכן מעדים שתום ביבור די ארך שוב בשעס בסנהג'ן The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Ben Sor Mor, discusses if Rov is effective within the Nefashis. So why doesn't it bring Rabbi Yochanan and Kedushin, Sokol Mesor from Alech Hazakas? According to the Shemaitze, this is the Ikar Yisod of Din Dini Nefashis. That's to establish an Isser, you can establish it based on a Chazaka. So why doesn't the Gemara bring down that Gemara? Also, the Gemara in Kedushin doesn't bring the Mishnah Nida and Dalet Amid Beis about a Ketanish and Iskatsha Shemumasim Al Yoda. If a Ketanah was Miskadesh, then she'd be with somebody. The person is killed, she's considered an Eish Asish. Why Al Pi Rov, that she's not an islandess? So you see that to us, what the Gemara should have said. In Kedushin, the Gemara should have brought a raya from Nida to show you that yes, you do establish an Isser based on a Rov, so therefore you can also establish an Isser based on a Chazaka. You see that the Gemara didn't connect between these cases. The Gemara didn't connect between the case of Rabbi Yochanan that Sokol Mesor from Alech Hazakos to the discussion of if Rov is effective b'dinei nefashos. And the Gemara didn't bring down the Mishnah Nida b'dinei ketanos v'niskatos shemumasim al yada to prove that you can kill mikoach Rov. Maybe you can also kill Mikoach Chazaka. According to the Shemaitze, you should have Gemara and Kedusha should have brought the Mishnah and in Nida. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talking about if Rov is effective within Nefesh, you should have brought Rabbi Yochanan of Kedushin. And then the Nemar Rabbeinu asks Misvara on the Etzem equation of the Shev Shemaitza between the Din and the Ra of the Rambam, like Abay Ochel Chel Shehuchzak Ayde Echad, Abayin Adin Shel Rov, where Ketana was Miskadesh Hashem Umasim Al Yada, and the Din of Sokom Vesor from Alech Hazakas. So the Shemaitza wanted to put them all together. The person eats Chelev, that's Muchzak Ayde Echad. Chay Misa. Why? Because the Isser was established by 1-8. And that can be done. A Ketana was Miskadeshes. Somebody has beer with her. Person's killed even though she might be an islandess. Because Rov that she's not an islandess. And Sokom Vesor from Alech Hazakas, once you have an established Chazaka. A child is established Becheskas, a child of his mother. Son of his mother. So Sokom Vesor from Alech Hazakas. So Rabbeinu says that he's not really convinced that you can connect between these two cases. Three cases. Well, Anius Daiti, Borur, Nira Borur, the Shloshan Yanam Chalukim Heim, these are three separate things. Ma'ashuch Sakisra Adei Erechad U'inyan Bifnei Hatzmo, Vada Sokol Mesor from Alech Hazakos U'inyan Bifnei Hatzmo, Rov de Mahane Ladinin Fashi Zagamkin Bifnei Hatzmo, they're three separate in Yanam. Dinei Binyan Emanus Shal Eidus, we talk about the Nehmanis of Eidus, Hadeh Amina Torah, La'ed Echad B'Yisurim, that there's a Torah, believed Eid Echad when it comes to Isser. Eino B'Shum Dele Inyan Kal Sagi B'Beirur Kal. The reason an Eid Echad is believed in Isser is not because it's a light matter, so you only need a light Beirur a light clarification. Ella, shimchugi atora lechalik b'dinei eidus. The li nefash is lo mahani eidus shel isurim. Av lahatzel midin mitzvim yetzer eitzer prat k'modishu chakir v'chadome. Ulinyan shemina tora eid echad. Shave berazek beru shel shnayim. Rakim shnayim machishim osam isbatel seidusa. Mishumachi metchilin is bara inyan al din iser. Shein rogel din nefashes. V'mina tora is eid echad shemay shadavar zera chelav klayosu. Nisbara al yidei eidus barua shadavar zera chelav beru vadei. B'shuv ein tzarachot beru acher kshein rogel din nefashes. For hochus agai de edus haruia shadavra yechela. El shima yaba eid lahai achar meis shikvarachal es hadavr. She dusa ateni lahachsig es haisu shikvarnech, shari kvarnecha. Vienu dusa benegel dini nefash, zenu neman, zedino shal haramba. Vinyin ze lo shayach beveru shal rov, de rov hu inyin shamra toro la esnag al pi rogyo. Yosu lochu shlimiyot, vum hochus agai al pi ochachas harov, lo amra toro le kabel inyin ze lo vade. In the case of the Rambam, where he's talking about Eidach HaNeman Bisurim, this is a din of absolute Neamonis. Just like in other areas, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Dover, Bisurim, one Eid is enough. Veloshin Rabbeinu, Ve'enu Mishum Delinin Kal Sagi B'Birkat Sagi, it's a light matter. So, a light bearer is necessary. No. Elishim Chukei HaTorah L'Kabel B'Dinei L'Chalik B'Dinei Eidus. When it comes to the Torah, it says there are different dinim of Eidus. And Ulinyan Shemina Torah Eid Echad, when the Torah is believed one Eid, Shavu Beru Zeke Beru Shel Shnayim, this Beru is like two. And since the Torah believed Eid Echad, that this Chatichas Chelev, even if afterwards it's going to come to Dinei Nefashos, somebody eats this Chaticha, you don't need another Beru on this Chaticha. Unless the Eidus of the Eid Echad came after the Achila. Then the Eidus b'dinei nefashos, they're not going to be effective. So that's the din of the Rambam. The din of the Rambam is that we're talking about ne'amanut muchletet. It's absolute ne'amanus when it comes to isurim. Eid echad ne'aman b'isurim. Even when it's nogeat nefashos. If afterwards it's nogeat nefashos. We believe in eight to say something is aser. And then let the cards fall where they may. If afterwards it leads to nefashes. It leads to nefashes. But if after the person eats it, the eight echad says that it was chelev, no. Then he's being made on nefashes. That's no good. Made on iser, you could be made, not on nefashes. However, the din of rov is not a din muchlat like the din of erechad neman, erechad b'isurim. The din rov is Inyan Shem Ratar L'Snag Al Pi Arogel Yosef L'Lachosh L'Miyot. You go what's usual, what's more common, and you don't have to be choshish for the miyot. If Yim Huchzak Al Pi Ochachas Arov Lom Ratar L'Kabel Inyan Zelavade. And if it's Muchzak Al Pi the proof of the Rov, the Torah doesn't say to be Makabel this is a Vade. And therefore if you have a case of Ketana, it was a Miskadeshis La'idea Via Al Pi Rov She'eno Islandis. If afterwards it's misgalgel to nefashos, you can't be samech on this rov. If rov would not be effective, lenya nefashos. Because rov is that you're misnaig al pi the rov. You follow the rov as a normal anhaga, and you're not choshish for the miut. However, it doesn't make it a vadai. So if rov is not going to be effective by dini nefashos, then you're not going to follow the rov that she's not an islandess. That's what he says so far. Umishumachi, continuing inside Shari Yashir, Viktanish and Iskacha, the Ishmir Chil Islandis, if Viktan was Miskadeshis and there's a Mir Islandis, Shabrakhilin Dodin of Fush is not the Imnomar, the Lingin Laragus and Nefesh Lomertor Lismochalarov, Beish Lachush, the Miyuta Chil Islandis, Echshaych Bezel Loimar Shikvarnis Barlan or Shane Islandis. Afterwards, it comes to Nefashos. If we say that to be Horegas and Nefesh, the Torah didn't say to be Samech on the Rov, and you should be Choshish if the Torah said that. We're not saying the Torah said that. And the Torah did say you should be Choshish for the meat of Islandis. How's it Shaykh to say that it was Misparish, he wasn't an Islandis? And therefore, you can't kill the person who had beer with her. Just like originally we were Samech on the Rov, assuming she's not an Islandist, we should also now be Samech on the Rov. And if Rov is ineffective for Dinei Nefashos, then we can't kill. So please don't compare Eidus Fesurim to Eidus Tamaminis. It's two different Zach. Eidus Fesurim to Eidus for to Eidus Isurim, to Eidus when it comes to Nefashos. Eidus by Isurim is a Beir Gamor. And then what happens afterwards if it's Misgalgal to Nefashos? Misgalgal to Nefashos. Rov is that we're told to follow the Rov, and not to be Choshish for the Miut. Doesn't mean that it's a Vadai. Not a Beir Vadai. One aid saying it's Chelev is a Beir Vadai. But a Rov isn't a Beir Vadai. And he continues and he says, V'inyin zeh, the Sokhan al Chazakos. Lo shaykh de dim le din ruba de lesa kaman. De shnei yana him lo nilmad zeh mi zeh. De beinyin soklin ala chazakas hevi ashas dugma tinok vitinok es shegdilu besoch habayis besores ochva ochos. Shuinyin ochacha adean agnasa matmidis. Ukamoch skanit vishchein asea. De lo chashdinan shem asu kein beramos leza matar shal sheker. Uchay gavna sam chatar la hachzik vitaris vaday. Shekein ukamosh emina tar la edim. Avshav shishishik rubei tusam. Vinyin zei lomad mehal does lina basa rov b'dini nefashas. Kamo ktanash in eskacha, desham rov b'teva, dal pidarki teva rov nashim enan ailonios. Kamo kain tos bibur diarchi in yishenatu b'tchunus ha'adam. Aval anida shuchsa kalide anagasa, anagasa, harayosa isha al piritzona b'kavanasa. With regard to the din of soklin v'sofrim alachazakos, in the case of the children who grew up in a house, let's say his brother and sister, and al smach zeh you can mechayev them misa. They grew up in the house as brother and sister if afterwards they're intimate with each other. So for this din chazaka, there's a gather of ne'amanus like ne'amanus of Edim. V'chagav nesamcha Torah l'hachzik b'toras v'adai, shekeinu k'mo she'amina Torah l'edim, Av Shafshir Shishikur Beidusam Edim, it could be that they're lying. But it doesn't matter. Because once you have a chazaka, so it's Bataras Vaday. It's like Edim, maybe Edim are lying, yeah, but we take it as Vaday that what they're saying is true. But you can't compare this chazaka with the Din Rov that the Shemaitze compared the din of Tinok v'Tinokes who grew up in a house together to the din of Ketanash and Iskacha that's a rov that she's not an islandist, because the din of Tinok v'Tinokes shagadlo b'soch habayis is a proof based on their behavior that's done aydei ritzonim v'kavanosim. Just like you have a nida, isha shulska nida b'shchenoseah, a woman's wearing her nida clothing. So that's al piratzona v'kavanasa, that's what she wants to do. She wants to show she's a nida. She wears a special nida clothing, so to tinok v'tinokas. They're acting as brother and sister, so therefore they get a chazak of brother and sister. So therefore this din has a gather of edus that's created by the kavana of the tinok and tinokas. But Ktana, who is miskadeshes, and there's a rove that she's not an islandess, this rove wasn't created by her kavana. It was created by nature. Shall be darkei ateva, most women are nylonios. And also Edim. You assume Edim can make a mistake, be bur di archa. If it's a small mistake. So that's Natua Bateva Tchunas Adam, that's nature. And Rov Bateva is something that makes sense. And you can't compare that to the Nemanis of Edus. So don't compare the Isser that was established by a Rov to an Isser that was established by a Chazaka. This is established by the Chazak is based on their Kavana. This is established Rov, like Islandis, and Tobi Bur Diarcha is predicated on Teva. So the comparison that the Shmaitzim makes to these cases is a mistaken one, according to Rabbeinu. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will continue, and there is a lot more to say about this topic. So, I mean, a welt to say. So please stay tuned, and we should be zocheh to see neflaos gedolos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom.